the signing today of the letter of intent between the Central African Force Initiative and the government of the DRC is important because it will address deforestation and forest degradation in the country and promote sustainable development. And to me, there's two key issues to put forward. The first is the approach behind this initiative is really an integrated and holistic approach, looking at the factors contributing to the loss of forests in DRC, including agricultural expansion, use of fuel wood, land use planning, unsecured tenure, demographic pressure, and seeing how we can, in an integrated and holistic manner, work on these issues. On the second point, it's also important because it's the first letter of intent being signed between CAFI and a country of the Central Africa region, and the largest one ever concluded on the Red Plus in Africa. So it's also sending an important signal.
Do you think that this money will be enough? 200 million sounds like a big amount.
Well, it's obviously an important commitment to the process and a significant contribution. Obviously, both CAFI and the government of DRC and ourselves are committing to continue efforts to see how to secure additional resources, both international and domestic, to continue to capitalize on this fund. Another important aspect of the CAFI initiative is that it's actually based on a coalition of partners, which encourages actually donor coordination and enhanced partnerships. So we really also hope that through this approach, we can bring other partners and other entities on board.
Yes, and we should just say that CAFI is the Central African Forest Initiative. Now, in terms of the funding, that is obviously very symbolic, coming on the same day as countries and member states sign for the Paris Accords, the effort to reduce global temperatures to 2 degrees or lower beneath pre-industrial levels. But what's political will in the Democratic Republic of Congo? Because there was talk initially of a move to restart logging in the country.
I think it's important to remember that this is not an overnight success. This has actually been a process of engagement by all the partners, including the government of DRC. There's been ongoing efforts on Red Plus since 2009. With the support of a number of partners, including UNDP. So it's important to look at this in terms of a continuous process based on engagement, commitment by all partners, including the government, over a number of years. Today, as you said, marks an important milestone, and we all need to collectively continue to maintain the momentum on this process in moving forward.